Denzel gets baptized. Kim Kardashian sparks outrage with demonic Christmas video. TD Jakes embattled in another lawsuit and a Christmas miracle at Chimney Rock. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. This is your midweek rundown. Actor Denzel Washington gets baptized, rededicating life to Jesus. Actor Denzel Washington took a major step in his walk with the Lord over the weekend, getting baptized and receiving his minister's license. The star participated in a water baptism at the Kelly Temple Church of God in Christ in Harlem, New York City, on Saturday, conducted by Archbishop Christopher Bryant. On his Facebook, you can see the live stream and the pictures from this event here. The Academy Award-winning actor received a certificate of baptism and his minister's license, which will allow him to become ordained in the future. The Facebook post says, "We celebrate the addition of Minister Denzel Washington into the clergy, having received his minister's license in the Church of God in Christ today, in a truly uplifting moment." Denzel said, "In 1 week, I turned 70. It took a while, but I'm here." If you want to read the full article, you can go to the description and click the link. But Denzel Washington said, "To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Anything I can do, I will do for this church, the Almighty. I just want to be in that number when the saints go marching in." Well, we celebrate with Denzel Washington for this wonderful decision that he's made to rededicate his life to the Lord. And let's pray for him moving forward. Now, Kim Kardashian sparks outrage with demonic Christmas video. We'll not be playing the video for you, but you can go look for that yourself if you really want to. I don't recommend it. Kim Kardashian's latest Christmas-themed video has ignited a storm of outrage, and for good reason. The video, which purportedly celebrates the holiday season, is anything but festive. Indeed, it unfolds like a surreal fever dream, replete with bizarre imagery that is as irreverent as it is unsettling. Go to the link in the description here to read the full article here, but Mary is depicted holding the reins of a donkey while Jesus, crowned with thorns, appears in scenes laden with blasphemous undertones. Not good. For Christians, this video should serve as a fresh reminder of the ongoing spiritual battle against the forces of darkness. Prayer and spiritual warfare are critical in confronting such blatant displays of anti-God propaganda. We're reminded in Ephesians 6, verse 12, that for our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Engaging is in fervent prayer and standing firm in the full armor of God are powerful tools of the Lord that he's equipped us with against the schemes of the enemy. Now, it is important to be a light in this dark world, and that is what we are called to do. So no matter what is being portrayed in the media, in social media, in posts, in videos, in music, we need to be the ones that are standing out for the light of Christ and be that light in that dark place. Now, TD Jakes is embattled in another lawsuit. This time, Bishop TD Jakes has found himself embattled in another legal suit amid the discussions about the Sean Diddy Combs list, a terrifying health scare, and a separate defamation suit. Jakes had his attorney file a subpoena against Google to go after YouTube due to what Jakes says are AI-created lies against him on different YouTube channels. The details are in this article. Again, click the link in the description so that you can read this for yourself. But this new legal battle comes during a time when Jakes recently filed a defamation suit against Dwayne Youngblood. Charisma reported this earlier, that there is a 20-page lawsuit against Youngblood, who claimed during a Larry Reed Live interview that Jakes attempted to groom and sexually abuse him. Youngblood later went on the Larry Reed Live show again to do a follow-up interview about Jakes. And as more reports and legal dilemmas ensue, pray for God's light and truth to be revealed in every one of these situations. And a Christmas miracle at Chimney Rock. Here is a Christmas miracle shared by Pastor Travis Johnson. Now, this is a preview of a prophetic word video that he shared for 2025. Make sure to subscribe to this channel and watch the full video when it is released. Take a look at this Christmas miracle that he shared. In responding to some of the disasters that have happened recently, God brought you to a very unique place. Can you tell us this story?
So, John, that's called buyatreechangealife.com. It's a small group missions project that just got out of control. We were paying for raising money for an adoption for a little girl from Ethiopia into a Coast Guard family. Now it's across America. This last year, it's amazing. All of us together, it's not like one big person, but all of us together, thousands, tens of thousands of families have helped us to give away over $13 million to help children. So as a part of that, we were sponsoring Christmas at Chimney Rock. And Chimney Rock had really captured America's imagination, you know, during Hurricane Helene. A 20-foot wall of water comes through that town and just a lot of devastation. Homes wiped out, businesses wiped out. 4 feet of silt in downtown Chimney Rock. And so there's so many stories there. Bottom line, we were there for the Christmas tree lighting, just that little area. And then the next day I was standing outside and I met two families. Some kids run up to the Christmas tree and they're seeing decoration on the Christmas tree. We had decorated the tree with items that had been scavenged downstream from the flood. And they were shoes. They were little toys. They were little guitars that had been lost from people's homes. So these little kids come up and they're seeing their toys and clothing in the tree. It was the most joyful, tearful moment.
Really? These items were in your house?
Really awesome.
All right, so what all's yours?
Like everything?
I was so glad to be there for that. It led to some prayer. Bottom line, one member of the family is actually moving to our area just above Orange Beach here in Alabama. By the way, it's like heaven, you know, it's beautiful. Get to heaven, John, but if you can't, come on to Orange Beach, you know. But they're moving down. And so tomorrow we have a bunch of people from the church that are meeting them with their moving van and we're unloading their house. So it was just this amazing thing. And I felt like God had just kind of, you know, bent down to kiss the earth, and I got caught right in the smack. I thought, this is really heaven. So it was a wonderful time.
So these little kids were seeing their own toys on this Christmas tree. And I think one of the questions that everybody's going to ask in the comments, and let us know in the comments, make sure you're subscribed to this channel and everything. But did these kids get to, you know, just like, that's my toy, and then actually get to receive that? Or is it just staying for decoration? Tell us about, like, getting those things back.
I mean, obviously, if they want to take those down, they can't. Yeah. But I watched them. The kids didn't even ask. They were just, you know, if you see the video, it's euphoria and tears. And the family is bouncing around trying to take all the pictures. Actually, when that happened, I was behind the tree, like taking some video of the tree because it was so remarkable. You know, I mean, I don't know. It was like seeing something in color in the middle of a black and white TV show, you know. And so that all happened. Actually, I have some other footage where I just say, hey, if you'd like, I can take a picture. I didn't even realize what was going on at that moment. So I stepped over to take the picture. And then that's when all of this euphoria starts to come out. So, hey, my family went through Hurricane Andrew. We lost our home. My dad lost his church. I don't have a lot of pictures from when I was little. He slept under a picnic table for a week while he's pastoring the church as National Guard and that sort of thing came in. He got an RV and I tried to talk him out of staying. I wanted him to leave. But he's like, I would be a terrible pastor if I left my church right now. But if you ask my dad, he would say that was the best time of his ministry because it was so terrible. Nobody should have to go through that. You know, those dams breaking upstream and just wiping everybody up. Nobody should go through that. However, when people come together and they help one another, it's extravagant. It's amazing. It's actually a fulfillment of scripture that the world will know us by our love for one another. And I've seen that over and over. Even in the comments of this video that's, you know, gone viral, you see non-Christians saying, this is what it's all about. This is beautiful. Thank you for letting us know that there are still people that care. So, John, it was awesome, man. It was just awesome.
Make sure to subscribe to this channel so that you can watch the full prophetic word and catch all the upcoming videos that we put out. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com.